Good evening. This is Q95's Prime Evening News for today, Tuesday, July 26. I am your presenter, Lakeisha Labasir. In the headlines, no new taxes in 2016-2017 budget. UWP Senator disappointed in budget report. Calypsonian charged with threatening to kill St. Vincent Prime Minister and family. And Japan knife attack, 19 killed at care center. The news is brought to you compliments Scott Dominica and PhD Caribbean. Details coming up.
Meet the clock and get crazy great deals at Quartz. For 3 days only. Monday, July 25th to Wednesday, July 27th. Meet the clock and get crazy great deals. 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pick your discount. 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Up to 20% off selected items. 12 noon to 2 p.m. We'll pay your VAT. And from 2 p.m. until buy one, get one 50% off selected items. Crazy deals. Only at Quartz for 3 days only. Monday 25th to Wednesday 27th July. Come beat the clock. Don't miss it. Quartz. Bringing value. Home.
Behind the construction of our house, there is the tireless optimism of my husband.
Behind the construction of this bridge are the problem solvers that make it possible.
Behind the design of every great building, there's a facilitator to make it happen.
Behind every builder of the future are the people that believe in him.
In Argos Cement, we believe in the people that build values, because those who give green light to their goals are the ones that make them come true. Argos Cement, green light for Dominica.
Dominicans can breathe a sigh of relief as this year's budget presents no new taxes. Finance Minister Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt says the government has managed to maintain as low a tax regime as is practical on vital commodities over the years. And this year's budget is no different, he says, as the government will not introduce any new taxes this year.
Studies which we conduct, cost of living continues to be touted as the number one concern of residents. Those of you who travel or who shop online can attest to the constantly rising prices of both vital and luxury items. It must be borne in mind that the government is not in the business of buying and selling. The reality is that we have maintained as low a tax regime as practical on vital commodities. We have also avoided too much regulation and have encouraged competition among private sector operatives to spur greater competition. On this occasion, Madam Speaker, this government will again not tamper with our low tax regime. What we will do, however, is encourage consumers to be smart about the choices they make. This government has introduced no new taxes in this budget.
Meanwhile, 9 years after the last increase, government once again increases the VAT registration threshold in a bid to reduce the number of businesses required to register for VAT. According to Prime Minister Skerritt, effective September 1, 2016, the VAT registration threshold will be increased to $250,000 per annum for all categories of business as a first step in making it easier for smaller businesses to be tax compliant.
9 years after the last increase, government will once again increase the VAT registration threshold to reduce the number of businesses required to register for VAT. This new threshold will apply to all types of businesses that are engaged in the supply of taxable goods and services. The revenue of this increase in the threshold is estimated at $985,383 based on VAT declarations for 2015. Those businesses that are now registered for VAT and which will fall below the new proposed threshold would be deregistered. Therefore, Madam Speaker, effective 1st September 2016, the VAT registration threshold will increase to $250,000 per annum for all categories of business. This we see as a first step in making it easier for smaller businesses to be tax compliant.
The Prime Minister presented the 2016-2017 national budget at the first meeting of the second session of the 9th Parliament under the Commonwealth of Dominica Constitution on Tuesday. This year's budget, which stands at over $500 million, is anchored on the theme, Building a More Resilient Dominica. A highway maintenance levy introduced in 2015 has generated some $960,000. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit made the announcement while delivering his government's 2016-2017 budget report. The levy, which took effect from September 1, 2015, is geared at maintenance of the nation's roads. Prime Minister Skerrit says these funds will be used to finance rehabilitation of Charles Avenue in Goodwill.
In 2015-2016, the amount of $960,000 was raised from the highway maintenance levy. This should be used to finance the rehabilitation of Charles Avenue in Goodwill, in keeping with government's commitment to utilize the funds from that road levy to specifically maintain our public roads to the benefit of road users. Madam Speaker, we have selected this road because all of us drive to the hospital from time to time. So this is the first road we'll be doing, and there'll be many other roads in Dominica which will.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit. Under this levy, commercial vehicle owners are required to pay $150 per year, while private vehicle owners pay $100 and motorcycle owners $50. Meanwhile, UWP Senator Dr. Thompson Fountain has expressed his disappointment in the 2016-2017 national budget. He says the issue in need of most attention, that is unemployment, has yet to be addressed. Fountain believes that the Prime Minister seems to have pinned his hopes of employment increase on private investment programs in which the government has invested millions of dollars to ensure its survival.
My first impression is one of disappointment. Disappointed because the single most important issue facing the Dominican people, that of the lack of jobs for the young people of this country, has not been addressed. And tied into that is the question of how do you grow the economy. What the Prime Minister is pinning his hopes on is his public sector investment program, where he has thrown in millions and millions of dollars.
It is.
UWP Senator Dr. Thompson Fountain. Investigations are ongoing into a motor vehicular collision which has left one man nursing injuries at the Princess Margaret Hospital. According to reports, it is alleged Alexander Bakrick, driver of vehicle registration PS476, lost control of the vehicle at Silver Lake. The incident took place on Monday, July 25th, 2016. Police PRO Sergeant Pelham John Baptist has details.
It is alleged that about 7 p.m. on Monday, the 25th of July 2016, Alexander Bakrick, driver of motor vehicle registration number PS476, lost control of the motor vehicle in the Silver Lake area. Alexander Bakrick was transported to the Accident and Emergency Department of the Princess Margaret Hospital, where he was examined by a medical doctor and admitted. Investigations are ongoing. The Commonwealth of Dominica Police Force wishes Alexander Bakrick a speedy recovery.
Meanwhile, a motor vehicular collision which occurred at Batterley on Sunday is under investigation by police. Gregory Stevens of Santa Roma, along with his 16-year-old daughter, were traveling in a southerly direction when the vehicle went off-road. Both occupants were transported to the Princess Margaret Hospital, where they were examined by a medical doctor.
Investigations have commenced into a motor vehicular collision which occurred at Batterley about 7:40 p.m. on Sunday, the 24th of July, 2016. It is alleged that Gregory Stevens, male adult of Santa Roma, and his 16-year-old daughter were traveling in a motor vehicle registration number PL205 when the motor vehicle went off the road. At the time of the collision, Stevens was driving in a southerly direction. Gregory Stevens and his daughter were transported to the accident and emergency department of the Princess Margaret Hospital, where they were examined by a medical doctor. Gregory Stevens was admitted while his daughter was discharged. Investigations are ongoing. The Commonwealth of Dominica Police Force wishes Gregory Stevens a speedy recovery.
Dominic.
Acting General Manager of Domlec, Dave Stamp, says the company is firmly committed to supporting the country's education sector. Last week, Domlec presented scholarship awards to four students attending secondary school in September. The company also donated $10,000 to the Education Trust Fund. Stamp says Domlec firmly believes in the value of education.
Domlec firmly believes in the value of education. Very firm. Both internally, with respect to the continuous development and of our staff, but also externally, with respect to the requirements to ensure that continued national growth and development occurs. To this end, Domlec commits to continue to play its part and to fulfill its corporate and social responsibility in support of educational development of the island's youth. We at Domlec believe that education is not a privilege, but a right for every Dominican, and more so, every Dominican child. So Domlec is fully supportive of that statement and will continue to demonstrate this support in tangible ways.
Meantime, Stamp commended the Board of Directors of the Education Trust Fund for their continued efforts at ensuring the proper management of resources allocated to them. He's also urging other corporate companies to come on board in providing assistance to the fund.
One of the avenues is through the Education Trust Fund. We would like to take this opportunity to commend the board of the trust for their continued efforts and dedication in ensuring that the resources that have been donated are properly managed. We know that this can be a tedious and difficult undertaking, but we also know that they are tenacious in their pursuits to assist as many students as possible. It means, therefore, as these numbers increase, there will be an increasing need for more financial resources to be provided to the fund. So Domlec takes this opportunity to invite others who have not yet participated in this effort to join us on this worthy cause to provide the support.
In more news, an overseas-based Calypsonian is singing the blues after being charged with threatening to kill Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves and his entire family. But the attorney for Paul Scrub is adamant it's a witch hunt and an attempt to intimidate critics in the diaspora. Scrub, whose stage name is Imad, was released on $25,000 bail yesterday on charges that between December 9th and 31st last year, he maliciously sent or uttered the threat Ralph Gonsalves should be assassinated, also his whole family period, blessed love, and that he uttered seditious words, the same words in the threat. His court appearance came 3 days after his arrest at the E.T. Joshua Airport last Friday, as he was leaving the island at the end of a five-week holiday in his homeland. As a condition of his bail, Scrub was required to surrender his travel documents. He will not be allowed to leave the country without the court's permission and will have to report to the police station twice a week. A preliminary inquiry has been set for October 31st. 19 residents have been killed in a knife attack at a care center for people with mental disabilities in a Japanese city. Such attacks are extremely rare in Japan. The incident is the worst mass killing in decades. Police have arrested a man who worked at the center until February and who turned himself into police after the attack. He reportedly said he wanted people with disabilities to disappear. The brutal killings have shocked Japan, one of the safest countries in the world. And delegates at the Democratic National Convention are poised to make history, formally nominating Hillary Clinton for president. Mrs. Clinton will become the first woman to lead a major party ticket in the U.S. On Tuesday, delegations from all 50 states will read their votes on the convention floor in Philadelphia. Bernie Sanders, a primary race rival, is expected to deliver the deciding votes for Mrs. Clinton's nomination as a show of party unity. Sanders supporters disrupted the first day of the convention, often booing and jeering pro-Clinton speakers. And that's the prime evening news, but first a recap of the headlines. No new taxes in 2016-2017 budget. UWP senator disappointed in budget report. Calypsonian charged with threatening to kill St. Vincent Prime Minister and family. And Japan knife attack, 19 killed at care center. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica and PhD Caribbean. Remember, if you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I have been your presenter, Lakeisha Labasir. Stay tuned for your community notices and announcements coming up next.